volunteer. You'll do. Stand up. All right. Everybody paying attention? Okay. Gosh, the guys outnumber the girls, don't they? Jessica, you going to let her stand up there by herself? Okay. All right, we're talking about the church this morning, and there's a lot of ways that the church is described in the Bible. And one of the ways it is described, it's described as a body. So I have a live body here, okay? And it's kind of interesting because a lot of people, when you say the church, they think of a building. They go, oh, that's First Baptist Mount Ida, and they point to this building. But when the Bible talks about the church, it points to people. And it's important to understand that imagery because all people, the church, are different. Now, he can play baseball and basketball. But not everybody can play basketball like me. No. Some people can sing. I can't sing. Some people can teach. We're all different, but we still make up the church. And so one of the things you need to understand is that you may think you're different than everybody else and you have nothing to offer. The church, that's not true because God made you just the way you are to be in the church. Now, here's the key thing to remember as well. Listen. The Bible says that the head of the body, see this right here, is Jesus. That means that Jesus tells, okay, I'm going to tell you, raise your arm up, your left arm. Okay, raise your right arm up. Okay, why is he able to do that? His brain tells his arm to do that, right? In the church, that's good, you're real good there. In the church, Jesus tells us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. So the church is people. And every single one of you are important. Every single one of you can make a difference. But here's the key. You got to listen to Jesus. And when you listen to Jesus, then you are the church. And so when you leave here today, First Baptist Mount Ida leaves. And when people see you today outside the church, they're going to make their impressions of our church based on what they see in your life. So understand, you're the church, and Jesus is the one who should tell you what to do. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I love them very much. And I pray that when they leave, that they'd understand they represent the church. And that you and you alone are to tell them how to live their lives. And I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.